forget the time that it was in the middle of winter, and it had snowed and so forth. And we had a meeting spot. The old history double room, you know.
Okay.
And Buck's sitting up there, and well, before when we come in, Buck would always stand at the doorway and he'd take roll, check off your name. Yes. Remember that or not?
Yeah.
And one person was not there. So he sat down and he waited, looked at his watch, you know. And of course, Helen Williams. When Buck took his glasses off and laid them on the desk, you wouldn't say a word, but she didn't catch that, and she started saying something, and Buck got up off of his chair, and he started screaming and yelling, you know, basically, and saying, I don't know where that person is, but we're not going to start this meeting until he gets here. So we continued to sit there in silence after about 20 minutes at his watch, and says, meeting is adjourned. We will continue this right after school today. So we all leave, and here the guy finally comes, and I don't know if I should say his name or not.
I know, I'm sure I know.
Buck calls him in, and he says, how come you weren't here? And this was what we heard afterwards. And the teacher says, well, I had a flat tire. Buck looked at him and said, you're supposed to plan for that. And then when the first year I was down there, I forget, you know, if you had an evaluation, and of course I got evaluated the first year, why they said, you know, you got to have a tie. So we had a bunch of ties on a hanger in the teacher's room, so that if you forgot your tie on that day, you put one on quick for Buck, you know. And then I had a student teacher. And at that time, you know, you just sat there, you know, and you didn't have anything really to do. We weren't trained, you know, how to work with student teachers like we did as time went on. And so I just decided after a while to let the student teacher, you know, go alone. So I went up to the faculty lounge. And I was sitting there, and Buck came walking through, and I was asleep. I just happened to see him go out the door, and I thought, oh, my God. But he never said a word to me.
That's all right.
I thought, I'm going to get chewed out or what, you know.
Like, I think one of my favorite...
of all the principals that, you know, I've gone through in my teaching career, probably, oh my God, at least 12, 14 principals from the time that I've started, you know. And all I want to say to you, Bob, is that I really, you know, I got along very well with you for whatever reason, you know. And the thing that I appreciated most was if I needed to take a day off, you know, for the farm, and, you know, the contract says, you know, you're supposed to 3 days in advance, you know, and I'll never forget the one time I asked you, you know, if I could take off to plant corn. And so you said, sure, you know, and I was just going to be the next day. Well, the next day I get up, and I got my lesson plans over or whatever, you know. And then it started raining. So I don't know if you remember this, and I called you, and I said, now, Bob, what should I do? You know, I says, it's raining, and I says, I really don't know if, you know, stay home, I'll have to take a personal leave. And you says, no, come to school. You're more important in the classroom, and I'll send the sub home, you know. And anytime I ask you for any kind of favors, you always seem to come through, you know. Well, you never hee-hawed around, you know, well, let's see now, you know, like sometimes Knutson would, you know, he'd kind of like, well, should this be or should this not be, you know.
I always thought my job was to support you people to do your job in the classroom, whatever I could do to make it easier, better, that was my philosophy, you know. Yeah.
But, you know, I as a teacher really appreciated that, you know, that, you know, you didn't have to stick strictly to the contract, you know, and I know I also helped out sometimes on extracurricular events or something, you know, so it was kind of a two-way street.
Exactly.
You know, and, but, you know, Harold was one that was a lot more reserved in that.
Yeah,
And the other one that was really a good principal, I thought, was Brian Heidach.
Yeah.
At the annex. He knew what was going on every day in the classroom. And he would come in to stand in the doorway. And we had a meeting one morning. I got to tell you about this. And we have a meeting in this room off the stage at the Farley Annex. And that was Lynch's counseling room.
So, I know the room.
So we're having this meeting on a student. Lynch is sitting there at his desk with him reading the newspaper. So we have this meeting, and after the meeting, I go to my classroom, teach the first class, come back, and check my mailbox, and there's a note in there from Jerry Lynch, wanting me to come and share with him what went on at the meeting. I went in with that note and I gave it to Hajduk, and I was hot. Man, did I tell. I kind of laid it into him, you know, and he said, "Stan, cool down, I'll take care of it." So he went and talked to Lynch. Every meeting we had after that, Lynch participated, but I thought, God, that made me mad.
Well, first of all, Brian was always a good friend of mine. And I always got a kick out of him because he never sat still. He was like a fart in a water bottle going all over the place. But I always got a kick out of Ron Danker telling me he was coaching the freshman boys, I guess. And there was a game at the Farley St. Joe's and the Annex on a Saturday morning. So Ron was out someplace the night before, and he overslept, and so he knew he had this game. So he hurries out from Dubuque, walks in the gym, and there's a game going on. Brian's sitting there on the bench coaching the kids, and Dank walks over, and Brian said something like, "So they're all yours." And away he went, didn't say a word, but. Brian, he was here this summer, stayed with me.
Really?
Brian and Sally.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. I'd like to have talked.
And
if it happens again, give me a call.
Yeah, we played some ball, golf, and I've been at there. I've been at their place down in Florida several times. At any rate, he wound up in administration in the Palm Beach School District.
Okay.
And eventually he was, it was a huge district because in Florida, they're all county districts, okay. Which means they can be really enormous. Anyway, he got involved with technology, and his ultimate job the last 10 years or so basically was keeping the different schools running with their internet services and all that stuff. That's what he did.
I thought he was a golf coach for a while when he went down there. Did he do that too? Or
no, I don't think he did that.
Okay.
His son's Ben is my godson. He's assistant superintendent at one of the biggest golf courses in Palm Beach. And Sean is the oldest. Sean runs. He's a co-partner with their own company. He's partnered with another guy, and they design irrigation systems for golf courses.
Wow!
All over the United States, the Caribbean, and wherever.
Jeez!
So that's what they do. And they have there was twin boys, Shannon. He's kind of the black sheep. Shannon wound up going to Notre Dame. He's still living in South Bend. I guess he has a pretty good job, but they, for example, when he got married, he didn't invite anybody to the family. So he's a little different, but
yeah, I guess at that rate.
At any rate.